Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, folks. You know we broadcast every Friday, 12 noon to 12:30 Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Sorry, got off to a little bit of a late start today. There's a lot of activity going on with regard to people. One of our staff was hospitalized with some type of condition, which we're still looking for. So let me just give you a quick overview of why we do the show every week. It has to do basically with the most important part of living, which is water. So way back around the turn of the century, like what year was the turn of the century? 1999. At any rate, way back at that time, a gentleman got tired of like riding around on his horse. He developed something called an internal combustion engine, and somebody else put some tires on that engine, and before you know it, they had an automobile. Now we have millions and billions and billions of automobiles all over the world, every city and state and so forth and so on, and we're all breathing in the exhaust fumes, which are cancer-causing. When I was a kid growing up in America, there was hardly any word about cancer at all. There was someone got some type of cancer every blue moon, and blue moons don't happen too often. Now you turn around and you have places like huge cancer institutes, American Cancer Society, the Sloan Kettering, which is supposed to be a cancer teaching institution, whatever it is. Now that, believe it or not, probably maybe within 30, 40, 50 years or less, all cars will be electric. Personally, I'd like the internal combustion engine because I like the power up and so forth and so on. But you can put an electric car next to the car, the racing car, and they can do the same thing. And guess what? There's not going to be any more contamination of the air from cars because it's mostly from automobiles are the cancer-causing, the causative reasons for cancer. You all follow what I'm saying so far? So, you know, that's the way it is. Meantime, we have to do certain things to protect ourselves. The most important thing that we have beside our muscles and tendons and bones and joints and on and arterial circulatory system and all of that, we are, human beings are 85% water. The cells of the body are bathed in interstitial fluid. The organs are bathed in interstitial fluid. What is that? It's water. Where does the water come from? Well, from wherever you are drinking the water from. And all water is contaminated. We don't have the time in today's show to go into why it's contaminated, but the main, one of the main reasons in modern times, in recent times rather, is that what's called fracking, with an F as in Frank, fracking. Petroleum industry is cracking through the Earth's crust, looking for additional petroleum deposits, all in the interest of money. Well, I want money too, but I don't want to make my money on someone else's grief, and someone else could get cancer from fracking is breaking through the grounds. The grounds are loosening up, and even the reservoirs are being contaminated. So all the water that you're all drinking, folks, is contaminated with chemicals. And give you an idea, one of the largest tomato-growing farms in certain part of Pennsylvania, western Pennsylvania, they grow these heirloom tomatoes. And for the last couple of years, all the crops have been totally destroyed by the ground. That doesn't give the same type of, it has all that fracking going on, destroyed the industry, practically. So, as far as me and why I love life, I'm probably older than all of you. I could say that easily enough because I'm sure that people in my age category, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but let me tell you, I have more energy than anybody that I know. I do every other day. I do 3 sets of 70 push-ups. I do it every other day to give muscles a rest up in between, and I have ending energy, and I don't take any prescription medication. It's not because I don't believe in it. I'm a physician. I have 3 graduate degrees, folks. Let's see, we went first. It was pharmacy school, then chiropractic, 4 years of each of that. And then I decided to go into medical school. And I went to osteopathic medical school. So I have all those degrees. I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force, which I'm happy to say. I was a lieutenant in the Air Force and for 10 years in Air National Guard and then into the regular Air Force for a period of time. So let me just tell you what you can do, because here's how I found out about this kind of water. It's called Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N. In Japanese, that means back to origin. Someone in Japan way back in the 1970s had discovered how to use the process of ionization, I-O-N-I-Z, ionization, and to create alkaline water. So if the alkalinity is higher, which it should be, you are healthy and you won't be getting any kind of diseases. Water is the safeguard of the body, of the human body. Hang on 1 second while I drink, have a sip of my coffee. Coffee is made with water. So the thing is this, and let's see, I'm older than all of you, and I have more energy than most of you, if not all of you. I can actually play tennis all that long. I'm sorry, I can play tennis like 24/7. I'm a lousy tennis player, but I can do it. And I also can dance all that long, especially if it's Latin music, which is my favorite, and all of that. So I enjoy my life, and you all can also. And it hinges upon the type of water that you're drinking. So Kangen water, it's a machine that stands, it's a little bit bigger than a large toaster, and standing in the kitchen counter, it hooks up to the tap water, and it actually restructures the tap water into pure high alkaline water. And a scientist named Kurzweil, I can't remember his first name right now, but he received when President Clinton was in office, Kurzweil received some type of a huge grant, I don't know what it was, $50,000 or something like that, for developing type of water. Let me tell you a little bit more, folks. Let's talk about why. Now, I personally, I don't drink any Pepsi-Cola, Coke, Dr. Brown. I don't drink any soda at all. The only water I drink basically is Kangen water. Now, the problem with the dark-colored sodas, in order to get the dark color, the companies add phosphoric acid. Phosphoric acid makes that soda water dark color. In addition to that, it actually robs the bones of minerals. So that's why there's so many fractures, people getting more and more fractures, especially in women. Fractured this, fractured that, and it's increasing because of the fact that people drinking most of it because of the dark-colored sodas. And also, bottled water itself is not only, we don't know if it's really, when you buy a bottle of water, you don't know if it's contaminated, you don't know what kind of water it is. Mostly, it is already contaminated. And the bottle of water called Dasani, very popular. It's banned in the UK. Why is it banned? Because it has cancer-causing agents in it. So I'm not making these things up, folks. It's all fact. Remember, we broadcast every Friday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Sorry about the late start today. Just have a lot of things going on. And let's just say that the third, believe it or not, the third cause of death in the greatest country in the world is from prescription drugs. Not the doctor's fault, and things are changing now also with that. It's depending upon metabolism of the body. It's all brand new restructuring of giving out prescriptions. The first cause of death in America is auto accidents and heart disease. The second cause is cancer and other diseases. And the third cause of death is from prescription drugs. I'm not talking about street drugs or whatever. We're talking about prescriptions from people's own doctor. The third cause of death in the greatest country in the world is from prescriptions. Well, that's rapidly because it's finally changing around to be able to do a simple mouth chuck from the cheek called a buccal swab, B-U-C-C-A-L. You do that, the doctor does that little swab, goes to the laboratory, and it determines what type of metabolism the patient has. And there are three basic types of metabolism. And the doctor, when he writes a prescription, has to be able to be the type of drug that matches up with your metabolism. And when that happens on a large enough scale, it's going to take a couple of years for that to happen. And as it happens, there'll be less people dying. Only minimal will be dying from prescription drugs. Remember, your prescription, you got to go back to your doctor, tell them that you need that test that shows, it's called PGX, P as in Peter, G like George, X like Xavier, PGX, also called pharmacogenetic. That's the name of the test. Medicare and most major insurance pays for that test. So you need to be able to, if you're taking medication, you better get that test done. Tell your doctor about it. He or she may not even know about it yet. So, folks, as we're running down here, down the description, let's talk about when, you know, street drugs like opioids and all of that. It doesn't come near to the millions of people that die from their own prescriptions. Isn't that incredible? So the time has come you need to restart your life. Longevity is increasing. People are living longer, sicker. To drink smarter, make a difference, how to regain your health. Yeah, I did tell you that I have 3 graduate degrees. I'm a veteran of the United States Air Force. Water is the basis of life. The human body is 85% water. So all these things are facts. It's anatomical facts. I'm not making anything up, folks. My voice is a little raspy today. I don't know why. But at least I can talk. So, you know, let's go back in history a little bit in 1922, way back then, in the year 1922. And before that, anyone who was diabetic was put out into a ward and left basically to die, because there was no treatment for it. But a drug company, pharmaceutical company called Eli Lilly, developed a cure for diabetes, which was a synthetic form of insulin, because diabetics need insulin, correct? So there wasn't any natural insulin. So, folks, we just received a notice that we have 90 seconds left of the show. Sorry about the lateness today. We're going to be broadcasting next Friday and every other Friday, and I'll be able to give myself more time to do the show. And the number to call in for more information is 863-509-9059. 863-509-9059. Just make sure you write that and you can call. We have a minute left. So in the 60 seconds that's left, folks, let's say a special prayer for all these crazy people that are running around killing others in the world, killing other people. Life is granted by God to be able to enjoy our lifetime. We can't live forever, but you get the most out of life by, number one, making sure that prescriptions are not going to be killing you. Do like I said before, and you need more information, just leave your name and number at 863-509-9059. And also, just to all my Latin friends, I'm broadcasting from New York City at the present time. So to my Latin friends back home in Miami, let me say disfrute un fin de semana, which means have a happy, healthy weekend. And with that being said, adios, y'all.